In the months since Rhodes' execution, the Idaho Department of Correction analyzed the 34-page document that details each step in the process. It's now 35 pages long. Brent Renke directs the department. He says the biggest change now allows a single-drug cocktail for lethal injection.
So we have 2 3-drug protocols and 2 single-drug protocols.
That wasn't the case when Rhodes was executed. There were only 2 3-drug cocktails as options. Attorneys for Rhodes argued that a 3-drug combination could have left him conscious and in pain when administered. A federal judge rejected that argument. Renke says the department added single-drug options because of availability of chemicals, not because of the legal challenge. Other changes are administrative.
The media drawing, if you recall, on November 18th, we did a media drawing that morning. Now that'll be done 7 days in advance.
Renke says that will give the 4 media witnesses more time to understand their role. During the Rhodes execution, reporters stood in for the public to describe what they saw. Renke says these changes will improve how they handle future executions. Idaho's next execution may happen as early as July. I'm Scott Key, KBSX News.